Welcome back, Pods fans, to another episode of Ring the Bell Pods Talk. Myself, Nick Kreider, I was joined by Heath Bell, the three-time All-Star. We're back for another episode, and it's been a very disappointing stretch of games. Lost 3 out of 4 to the Dodgers, and we got swept in the two-game series against Seattle. But on the bright side, the team looks like they're having some fun, right? They're going out and doing karaoke parties for their teammates. And Heath, you mentioned you like that.
So, yeah, I know right now the Padres are one. I think the reason they're 2-8 right now is because we haven't been talking about them. You know, we've had a little break. Yeah. You know, I had a kidney stone and, you know, had to recover from that and whatnot. But it's one of those things is you're in the dog days of summer right now trying to play. And it's grueling going 162 games in 6 months. And so a lot of our guys are not everyday players in their past.
Right.
You know, they're part-time, they're rolling guys. And now they're everyday players because some guys have hurt. Will Myers is down. Tatis is hurt. Machado is banged up. Eric Cosmer was really hot early on. It's kind of fallen off a little bit. So guys have been banged up a little bit. We're using more guys. And it's, right now it's a dog's day of summer. So the guys, you know, you're kind of like limping into the All-Star break. You know, the All-Star break isn't really like, you know, a real break because it's just a few days. But for baseball, it is. And so here's the thing. The Dodgers was tough. It was tough. Well, the Phillies before, then the Dodgers, and then Seattle. And I think it was horrible that we got swept. The two-game series. It's hard for me to say swept because it's only two games. But gosh, we got swept because
we
played Bush ball. But here's the thing is, Machado's birthday, guys went out. They're singing karaoke. Horrible karaoke. Not saying I'm very good, but I know I can be better than what I've heard. But the thing
what's
is,
what's your go-to song before we get into this?
Oh, geez. I don't know. I don't know if I have a go-to song. I gotta have some alcohol in me, but probably anything Tim McGraw. I'm really good at that, or AC/DC.
I go wrong with that. Just scream to
the Metallica. You know, I'm pretty good at.
You watch the TV show Stranger Things on Netflix?
No, actually, my daughter does that.
But it's a good show. But the one of the last episodes, they'd play Master of Puppets. One of the characters gets on the guitar and plays. It's a great.
You know, I haven't watched Stranger Things, but I'm like, I just need some time where I can start catch that series or whatever.
It's good. You know? It's very nostalgic.
So maybe I'll start that in a week or two. Actually, you know, I'll start that in the next couple of days or something like that. Or maybe when the kids go back to school, if I have any time.
It's an easy watch.
I'm trying to help a friend build his house. So, and he needs to get in before September. So I've been over there like
crunch time,
7 hours every day. So here's the thing. You're in the dog days of summer. And I know the Padres are out there pressing and they're trying their best, especially with the Dodgers, whatnot. Sometimes you just need to let loose. You need just, you know, we have an off day today. Not Thursday, but you have an off day. And so you go out the night before the off day and you just kind of let loose and you just need to relax. You know, that's kind of basically what it is. So I kind of like that aspect where the guys are just, you know, I was thinking if the guys right now, before I heard this, was like, we need a pool party. We need like a team barbecue where everybody just gets together and has some fun and like maybe play a little wiffle ball or a little football or, you know, ping pong or something just to, you know, get your mind away from the game a little bit. It's just going to be for a day or just for a couple hours and just rejuvenate you mentally, because I know the Dodgers series probably was really mentally struggling because they had the chance to like take over first place and they've been battling the last couple weeks. You know, they took over first for a day or two and then the Dodgers came back, and baseball can be very mental. And if your mental exhaustion is worse than being physically exhausted, because at the end of every season, that was a tough season, as in like you were close, you were in the chance of playoffs or you got to the playoffs. That first week when you get home, you're more exhausted than when you know it, like September 1st, we're not going to the playoffs.
Right.
You just kind of slow things down anyway. So I think it's good that they karaoke. The only one thing that I worry is this last weekend was 4th of July. You know, did they go out too much? You know, I'm hoping they didn't go out a lot in L.A. Before Seattle, or when they go to Seattle. That's the only thing is because, you know, sometimes guys go out and they get caught up into, you know, OK, I'll just go out for a little bit. And trust me, it's happened to me, too, where all of a sudden you're just like, you know, I'll come in about 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. And all of a sudden at 3 o'clock, you're still out, or you happen to see the starting pitcher right there, or, you know, you see one of your guys that's injured and, you know, he's kind of struggling, you know, he's playing hurt, not saying guys are doing this, but, you happen to see somebody and all of a sudden the next day they're in the lineup and they don't do as well. And you're just like, dude, they should have been out there. But if you see that happen a couple of times, and that's happened a couple of times in my career, where you see guys out a little too much, you kind of try to police yourself. You try to go to the guy and try to say, hey, we need you. We got something special to happen this year. So I understand going out, but I don't know if the Padres are going out, but if they are, staying a little bit. But I know this karaoke thing with the off day the next day, I love it. I think it's great, different. Guy. Especially if you can get together. I remember one time I was air guitaring in Montreal with Mike Piazza. We had an off day the next day. And I also remember that Piazza and Leiter told me the next day, they said, dude, what were you doing last night? And I said, what are you talking about? And they're like, it's about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And you were walking one direction, the hotel is the other direction. And we yelled at you and you started following us and you followed us back to the hotel. Where were you going? I was like, I don't remember that. So, but I do remember the air guitar. And
no one's home. Like I agree with you. I think it's good team bonding. It's a good reset button to do it before the off day. However, I don't agree with players going out before or a day before a game, because God forbid, whatever, you stay out to 4 a.m., you're hungover the next day. You just said baseball is so mentally draining. They're up there in the batter's box feeling like complete dog crap because their head is on fire and so it feels like someone hit them with a sledgehammer, right? Now you're supposed to go up there and take good at-bats.
So here's the two knocks to that is, and I agree with you 100%, not everybody is... There's two stories. David Wells, the day he pitched his perfect game, he was actually hungover. But he said in Yankee Stadium, you know, I've talked to him, good friends with him. And he said, you know, that day I was just trying to go 5 innings and be done. Mm-hmm. And I said, all I was trying to do is just throw the ball over the plate. And I was like, man, I'm hoping I give a chance to the team to win, but I know I'm not going to pitch well today. And I tried not to do too much. And all of a sudden I look up in the eighth inning, or it's the seventh, eighth inning, and I haven't given up a hit. Nobody's been on. And all I did was just trying to throw the ball over with a little sinker. And, you know, I wasn't trying to like strike everybody out.
I always played best when I was sick for some reason. Like when I would have like the flu or have a cold,
you'd
always
focus a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, you just don't care about anything else. You're just like, all you care about is just like getting the game over with.
But I will say there's not a lot of guys like Michael Jordan, David Wells, and, you know, here's the thing. There's a lot of guys that have gone out there and they're sick. They don't play as well, especially. And I've seen a lot of guys that they're just a little bit off hitting or just a little bit off pitching because they were hungover, you know, or they were out until 2 a.m. and tried to sleep until noon, but they're just, you know, you're a little slower. You're a little sluggish the next day. That's all. So, you know, I'm hoping the pods and the boys out there are not doing that. I just had to throw it out there because it was 4th of July weekend. I'm trying to think why were the Padres, you know, we're 2-8. We've been doing so well. If we were 5-5, I'd probably think of the same thing. But 2-8, especially losing 2 to Seattle, just really, you know, it hurts.
Good
really
kick in the nuts for sure. Hopefully it's reactionary where they can look themselves in the mirror and say, look, this isn't us. We need to hit the reset button. Hopefully karaoke did that. The All-Star break is coming up, but yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that I look at as well, like Joe Musgrove not having his two worst starts of the season. I mean, the Dodgers one wasn't super bad, but he did let up 3 runs, 2 of them being home runs to Justin Turner. But the game before that, 6 runs, right? And kind of hurts his chances now a little bit of being the starting pitcher for the NL or maybe getting a Cy Young race. But that could also, you know, factor into guys, I think, sometimes, you know, losing a little bit of confidence and kind of losing a little bit of steam. I think, you know, when it rains, it pours sometimes. And so, you know, your ace there, that starting rotation is also close, right? And they all try to, you know, mock each other and have fun together. And it shows sometimes that some of them are having bad starts, they're all having bad starts. And it's contagious.
It's contagious. The bullpen, when everybody's putting up zeros, it gets contagious. You know, you might have a bad outing, the reliever will pick another reliever up, and hitting is contagious. And right now it just seems like anything that's going to go wrong is contagious right now.
Right.
So, and also the Padres, here's the other thing, you know, Machado's been carrying the team early on. Eric Hosman has been carrying the team. Will Myers has been hurt. Tatis has been hurt. Everybody else is honestly hitting like crap. If you're hitting 250 or below in the big leagues, you shouldn't be an everyday player. I mean, trust me, I'm going to give credit to any hitter that can hit in the big leagues, because I wasn't a hitter, I was a pitcher, but you want to hit over 250. If you're hitting 250 or above, it's not the best, like 250, 260, 270, but you know, it's respectable. It's okay. But when you're hitting 220, we can't just, you know, like Musgrove, he had a bad game or two bad games and he's been stellar all year. Now we need the offense to pick it up when he's pitching, but before we haven't needed him to pick it up, you know, and it's starting to show that we need another bat. And I hope the Padres are not happy. The front office is not just happy about putting a bunch of seats, people in the seats, making some money, the business part. We want to win a World Series. And we need a bat. And also Tatis coming back, I think that will help. So here's my best scenario. We go make a trade. I don't know who, but we make a trade. We get a bat. Guy hitting about 280, 290. Right around 300. Doesn't have to be 300 over. If it is, it's great. But we're going to get Tatis back. We can't expect him to hit. We are expecting him to hit 330 and be mid-season, but he's going to be like coming out of spring training. Might be hot, might be cold. We don't know.
Yeah.
And then Will Myers is the same bit. And then hopefully Machado gets, you know, healthy towards the stretch. And it'll be a huge boost, but we need that extra bat. We need somebody to come in. We need an outfield spot that, we need somebody that's hitting above 280 that could come in. And, you know, I look back to the Yankees in the 90s, they had no farm system because they traded everybody off to win this year. They want to win this year. They don't want to win next year. They want to win this year. They were going to do whatever it took to win this year. And they ended up winning a couple World Series in that stretch.
It's the ultimate goal.
Going to the World Series a lot.
That's the ultimate goal.
So, but I don't want the Padres to be like the Washington Nationals did about 10 years ago when Steven Strasburg first came up. Well, he's only going to throw so many innings, and then they don't use them towards the stretch or the playoffs, and they fell out, and everybody's like, this, they, all they needed was one more pitcher, and Strasburg right. was it, and they shut him down. And I remember playing at the time, and I asked Steven at the time, hey, are you going to get shut down? And he goes, nobody's told me anything. As far as I do, I want to pitch. I want to keep playing. I feel good. And I don't want the Padres to go, okay, we had a good run, but Will Myers was hurt. Tatis was hurt. No, the reason we're struggling right now is because all the small trades that you did spring training have not panned out. Yeah, certain guys have helped us win a few games here and there, but it's not a difference maker. You know, there's not one guy that's hitting 270, 280 that's carrying the team like when Machado goes down or is helping Machado win games. Profar's won some games for us, and Grissom, you know, 10 years ago.
I would really like to trade him, honestly. I'd like to have him be the center package of a trade with a prospect and go out and get another bat. He's been so bad this season. Defensively,
there's a lot of talent, but this season. Yeah, you know, let's go. The Reds would love to take him.
Yeah.
The Reds probably have somebody that
for sure
we're doing better than we have right now. Well,
you mentioned guys hitting under 250 shouldn't be everyday players. I just want to point out really quickly that this is the lowest batting average for the league since 1968, 54 years. Right now, the league is hitting at 242. It's the lowest it's ever been. Last year was 244. The year before that was 245. Before that was 252. So it's been on the decline for years now, but it's never been this low since 1968. So I don't know where it's going to finish, but the league as a whole is not hitting well. So there are guys out there that are, but you know, if you bring them over to San Diego, are they going to fall off a little bit? I mean, I look at guys like Benintendi, I look at guys like Anthony Santander or Austin Hayes, you know, guys from struggling teams, you know, I would love to take on those guys, but happened with Adam Frazier last season, right? He was hitting over 300. And
here's the thing. Adam Frazier didn't do well is because Adam Frazier was an everyday player. He was an everyday player. He comes to the Padres. He's not an everyday player anymore. Mm-hmm. And there's something to say when, you know, I tell my kid on Monday, you go 0-for-3. No problem. You know, still be positive. Keep working hard. Tuesday, you go 0-for-3. Keep working hard, this and that. Wednesday, you go 4-for-4, you're hitting 400.
Yeah.
You know, because you're hitting for, you hit 4 for 10. So, but if you don't, you know, if you're not, if you play every day, you're going to have 1 or 2 days you're not going to have some hits, and then you're going to have a day you're just going to go off. If you're a 200 hitter, you're going to get like some games you don't have hits, and then you're going to have some games you go 1 for 2 or 1 for 3 or 2 for 4 where you're like, oh, that's really good. It's 500, but really it's not if you look over the last 3 days. But here's the thing. The reason I think it's fallen off is because everybody talks about launch angle. You know, everybody hits for power. Nobody hits for average anymore. Everybody's like, well, you can hit for power and average. And really everybody gets taught is walks as good as a hit. I don't believe walks as good as a hit, because when you face a good pitcher, he's not going to walk anybody. You know, he's not going to put somebody on. You know, he's going to go right after you. Like Max Scherzer, people don't go up to go, oh, I'm going to, he's going to walk me. They don't say that. You know, Grissom's not, or Musgrove's not going to walk a bunch of people. So it's one of those things. I feel like batting average has decreased the last couple of years is because the launch angle in my day, it was called uppercut.
Right.
That's all it was called.
And pitchers have gotten a lot better too.
Pitchers are throwing harder. And I think they're more throwers than pitchers nowadays, because, you know, you get the spin rotation and the velocity is all like there, blah, blah, blah. So you have more throwers and you have more guys that hit for power, but you don't have guys that hit for base hits. Mm-hmm. You know, like a David Eckstein would not be able to be a good baseball player anymore because he probably doesn't hit for power good enough.
Right.
You know, Derek Jeter never hit 30, 40 home runs, you know, but he got on base. And it was one of those things that you have to look, you need baseball, you need hitters on the team. You know, Adam Frazier, the Padres probably didn't like him because he wasn't a power guy. Well, this is my, and I'm a pitcher, but I don't understand this. So I was a Padre for 5 years, and, you know, me and Adrian Gonzalez were good friends, and he had this math equation, whatnot, that if Petco Park was, you know, if the fences were in, we would have so many more home runs. And I did the math equation. I said, so we, as a team, we should hit 300 more home runs. And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I did your equation. I did, you know, for, you know, 81 games, blah, blah, blah. You know, that means guys are hitting like 50 home runs here. And I said, so if Petco Park is a big ballpark, why can't we hit more singles? Why? Because isn't the outfield bigger? Mm-hmm. So there should be more room to get a single, right. But that's not the case because guys try to hit for power.
Right.
And we like, look, Hunter Renfroe, I think hit what, 30 home runs or 25 home runs or something like that, but he only hit 220, you know, but we all looked at his power numbers. No, we need guys that hit 300 and run. You know, that's what the Padres need. We need guys that hustle. We need guys that, you know, like Tatis was standing on third, a fly ball to deep second base. He tags up and goes home. The reason he's so exciting is because he played like Pete Rose. He was always trying to take the advantage, where now, guys, it's let me drop and drive. Let me get that launch angle. And let me see how far I can hit it. Where 20 years ago was put the ball on the ground and start running. And yeah. I think the reason the Padres are like, there's a lot of guys that are quick on the team and we try to beat out the ball. But I think we get into stuck in trying to the long ball too much. And that's also, when the batting averages drop.
I also believe, though, that the organizations have put such a premium on launch angle and on home runs and power that you demand more money once you hit more power. Like those guys get paid more, right? So they want to make millions of more dollars because, I mean, look, Aaron Judge right now, 30 home runs on a contract year, who could be the MVP. I mean, he's going to get like north of $350 million. Maybe 300 because he's a little bit older now, but it's just, that's just what people pay for these days. And it's sexy too. It makes baseball more exciting to see more home runs than singles.
So here's the thing is it's sexy. And I agree. It is. It's fun. Exciting. I love that too. But the person I keep going back to is who's the best player in baseball right now?
Mike Trout.
Okay. Mike Trout. He does all that, but he's not flashy. Does he, when he hits a home run, does he stand there and pimp the ball? Does he throw his bat? He starts hustling. When he hits the ball, he starts running. What? And maybe he's a little bit old school, but here's the thing is we need a little bit more old school. I mean, you always see somebody hit the ball like high on the infield and somebody drops it because, you know, the infielder's not talking and the guy gets a double and everybody's like, yeah, it's a way to hustle. But how many times you see a guy pimp a ball, stand there and it's get caught? But we don't talk about that. We don't promote that. We always promote on TV, you know, look at his, he's throwing the bat or flipping the bat and on all that's fine because I grew up in an era when, you know, you had Ricky Henderson had a pimp job, but he only pimped it. Or Ken Griffey Jr., they only pimped it when they knew they hit it like 100 rows back.
Yeah, yeah.
When it was way gone. The outfielder didn't even move. That's the only time. Otherwise, they hit the ball and they started running.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike Trout does that. And I don't even have to say anything. And everybody always goes when I say, who's best player in the game? Mike Trout. And you never see that from him. But you see all these other guys do things. And that's the reason Mike Trout's hits over 300 every year and hits 30 bombs every year.
He's an anomaly, RBIs. Though. I mean, he could go down as the greatest of all time. He's an anomaly.
Well, do you want to be
talking about
Mike?
We're talking about Michael Jordan.
Just good. Okay. So, but here's the thing. Imagine if Machado, that I think Machado is on the border of Hall of Fame, if he hit the ball and ran hard every single time, I think he would be a lock for a Hall of Fame ballot. And I think Machado, well,
that's always
is on the
knock.
Board.
A lot his knock has always been his lack of hustle, right? And we've seen hustle for sure. I mean, that's how he got injured. He hustled. Yeah. But I think guys, you know, they pick and choose when they want to hustle. I mean, I'm sure Trout does hustle probably every time, but you also get up in age, right? And you have enough money in your pocket where it's like, why do I need to try to beat out this throw that could get me injured?
Well, then why does Tom Brady come back at the age of 41? Why does, you know,
right,
anybody try anymore?
Different beast. Tom Brady. It's just there's
when you're
making
make $100 million, then why even try anymore? Brady, why does Max Scherzer go out there and try to give it his all every time he throws a fastball? Why does he try to throw so hard and grunt when he's probably made, you know, quarter of $1 billion?
Everyone's different. I mean, Tom Brady took pay cuts to win. I mean, he cares more about winning than anything. Scherzer's one of the most competitive guys in the game. Everyone's different. Every athlete's different. I mean, some guys just have different things that are important to them. Like some of these guys, you know, it's important to them to go out and party and be the superstar, right? And live it up.
Gotcha.
And like winning is not important to them. But I think really what it comes down to in this stretch is, you know, this team's got to come together, not only on the baseball field, but outside as well, and say, look, we have a real chance here to contend and be a World Series team and be a playoff team. Let's focus down the stretch. I understand that we're still not even halfway through the season, but it's going to come pretty quickly and they need to focus. I mean, these games that you're losing right now will be affected at the end of the season. Like we could be fighting for one spot left in the playoffs. Who knows? I mean, every game counts. So I'm hoping that they get their act together in terms of, you know, extracurricular stuff and potentially, you know, it turns into more performances on the field. It's just been a really tough week as a Padre and as a Padre fan.
Really been tough 2 weeks. So yeah, I hope the guys rejuvenate this off day and let's get back at it. Let's start grinding again. Let's, you know, let's do all the little things to win games because like you said, you know, losing one or two games a month is going to be very costly in September at the very end, but everybody goes, well, what if you could just win one more game a month? That's six more games, you know, is a swing. And right now we're 5.5 out. And we were just, I mean, gosh, we were what, like a half game?
We were in first place at one point.
Well, I know, but for the longest time, we're like a game out, a half game right behind the Dodgers, just kind of like at their heels when they, you know, when they play Pittsburgh again and get swept, we could, you know, take them over. And now all of a sudden we just kind of fell asleep for the past, I feel like, 14 days.
We have been a loser of 13 of the last 14 against the Dodgers. So that is something that we cannot have happen if you want to make the playoffs and contend for a World Series.
And here's the thing is the Dodgers are going to spend money. If we don't go out and get somebody and spend some money,
we're going to get left in the dust.
What are we going to do? I mean, we're just going to hope and pray that Tatis comes back midseason and just tears it up and Machado gets healthy quicker than, you know, we think, and then Will Myers to come back and just be dominant again. So
and we find a trade partner for Eric Hosmer. God, that'd be the perfect scenario.
maybe Grissom, Eric Hosmer, and somebody else.
Do it.
We have a plethora of first basemen, so we're good with that.
We got a couple minutes left. You have fantasy camp coming up at the end of the season, right? Or at the end of July.
Yep.
Explain to us what that is really quickly.
So fantasy camp is usually it's ex-players become the coaches. And if you ever dreamed of becoming a Major League Baseball player or pretending to be one or something like that, you basically, what happens is fantasy camp usually happens before spring training or at the end of the season. And you put on a Padre uniform. You have ex-players like me, and they're your coaches. We help you out as much as you can, and you go play some baseball games. And that's what it is. It's a week of fun of just playing some games like a men's older league. It's not softball. It's actually baseball. There's a little rules in there, like, usually don't walk anybody or whatnot, but it gets in there where everybody has a good time, and all the coaches are the ex players. Sometimes you have like guys like Wally Joyner, myself, and Steve Finley, and out there, and you get to wear a big league uniform.
Love it.
We usually, when we do it before spring training, you're on a big league field out in spring training, and you're in the big league locker room, because next year before spring training, the Padres will have it again. And it's just a fun experience for everybody. And for me, it's cool because you just tell a bunch of old stories, and the players ask you about everything, and all the coaches are very, we're honest, and we tell you stories and this and that. And we'll pretty much answer any question out there.
That's awesome. And how do people sign up for that?
Usually it's I can't think of the exact website, but it's like PadresFantasyCamp.com or something like that. But I know it's on their website.
Gotcha. Well, Padres, if you're interested, do your research, go join Heath and all the other guys, have some fun.
We stay in a hotel, and we have meals, and there's different activities at the end. Every night there's something you're going on, and you wake up early in the morning. It's really fun. You guys should check it out.
Love it. All right, Pods fans. Well, let's get some wins here. Going to San Francisco, big series. Let's get our boys back on track. This is Ring the Bell Pods Talk. Nick Kreider, Heath Bell. Go Pods.